Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Tweet at one of us if you want us to watch your movie. Also join the Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. We take movie suggestions in there. Watch us on Twitch every Wednesday or Thursday, twitch.tv/abrog87. That is A-B-R-A-W-G 87. Follow us on there. Still looking for followers before we can get subscribers. Really appreciate you doing that. Thank you very much. Also on YouTube, I've been posting the regular podcast on YouTube after I make a couple edits, get them up there. So Sports Brewery on YouTube, just search for them. You'll find them. The movie this week is the first of a theme month that we have started. We decided we sort of floating the idea a few weeks ago of doing theme months. And this month we decided to, the month of June, we decided to start actually doing that. And we settled on, for this first month, zombie month. Settle's the wrong word. I like zombie movies. So zombie month is our first theme, and it is my movie to start off the month. And so I chose a Korean classic, Train to Busan. If you have not seen Train to Busan, it is on Amazon Prime right now. Came out in 2016. 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, 7.6 out of 10 on IMDb, and a 73% on Metacritic. I'm going to name some of the actors in this movie. You're not going to know who they are. You might recognize their faces because you've seen them in other things, but I'll go through the names. I actually have a couple of things that they've been in that you might recognize them from. So the main actor is Gong Yoo. He plays the dad in this movie. He was also in Squid Game, so you might recognize him from Squid Game. Jung Yoo-mi plays the pregnant woman in the movie. I don't know anything else she's been in. but Ma Dong-suk also goes by Don Lee, and that guy was in The Eternals, the Marvel movie. So if you ever saw that, he's
not
the big,
very good.
He's the big Asian dude in Eternals. Yeah, that movie is probably the worst of all of the Marvel movies. There's an argument there, but it leads us into Blade, apparently, and so it might be worth it. Who knows? Let's see some other people. Let's see, Choi Woo Sik was in Parasite, and let's see, there's a pop star in this, as every Korean zombie movie has to have a pop star in it. Soo Hee is in a Korean girl group called Wonder Girls. So that is
Is it spelled O-N-E-D-E-R? Is she an O-Neater?
Wait, what do you mean?
Remember that Tom Hanks movie, The Wonders?
Oh, they call them the O-Neaters
instead of the Wonders. Yeah.
No, it's apparently spelled Wonder Girls, just like it sounds. Yep. Yep. No, missed opportunity.
They're just doing that thing they do.
Yeah. Exactly. You. Yep. Written and directed by Yoon Sang-ho, who has sort of built a career based on this movie. So he makes exclusively zombie and like robot stuff now. So he also wrote and directed The Cursed Peninsula, which is apparently a follow-up to this movie. And Soul Station, which is an animated prequel to this movie. So he made this and then got asked to make those other things as well. The movie had a budget of $8.5 million and made $98.5 million. It actually set a Korean box office record with 10 million tickets sold in 2016.
Do it in October.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what month this movie came out in, so I can't.
Do it in June.
So like I mentioned the movie Peninsula earlier, not a true sequel. It's also on Amazon right now if you want to watch it. I've never seen it. But it's set in the same world, apparently. Came out like 4 years later. So if you're interested, if you like this, that's also out there. It was not reviewed as well as this one. There, as you might imagine, there has been talk of a American version of this movie. It actually was
it won't work in the US.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree.
Well, just because we don't have a train system that would fit it.
It would have to be like a subway. Like, I was thinking about this.
How many movies are made on trains that aren't like, you know, subways? Under Siege, Dark Territory. Otherwise, you're going in like the Wild West, like train robbery. That's it.
No, totally. We all were thinking of that movie, Ski.
Yeah, like, I mean, totally. I 100% do.
Yeah. I don't know what you mean, man. I just watched Shanghai Noon the other day. Like
I said, Wild West. That's the only other time non-subway trains are used in American movies.
1,000%.
Back to the Future 2?
Wasn't that also Wild West?
Wasn't the Wild? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, he traveled back to the Wild West and saw the actual Billy the Kid, unlike the one that was in Tombstone.
Your fake Tombstone one.
Yeah, yeah. So the American version, I actually got the background on it. It was in the works with the Warner Brothers and was going to be called The Last Train to New York. But in 2022, they released their upcoming movie schedule, and it was replaced by Evil Dead Rises. And so apparently that movie is no longer going to be made, which is good because it shouldn't. I think, again, this would be us making just a dumb decision to try to copy a Korean movie and it ending up being bad.
Don't do it.
And it's not like there's been lack of zombie movies in American films. So yeah, this is a good one to lay down, I think.
And I'll say like really good Korean stuff too. Cause there was that series that came out on Netflix. I can't remember the name. I'm coming up with it off the top of my head, but it was like really popular. I think they made 2 seasons of it now. Who the hell knows with Netflix, just because, you know, it's I find it hard to watch Netflix nowadays. I have no idea why, because there's still really good shit on there, but it's just, you know, who the hell knows. And they cancel shows after one season that are really popular too. So, but I remember that being really good. So yeah, like we're never going to run out of zombie content. Like I was quickly realizing that when we came up with the theme for this, I was like, I had a movie in mind, but I was like, oh shit, there's like 4 zombie things I like better than that. So, and it was a really popular one that I had in mind too. And so
here's my problem with our theme though, is when we watched, I don't remember the name of that terrible horror movie we watched where like the name is scribbled and like gets stuck in their mind and,
oh, yeah,
the guy comes and
I know what you mean. Do you remember the name of that movie, King? Where they have to write the name and
something,
then,
man, you're like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Handy Man?
No. It's
Burning Man.
Ghost Man or something.
Iron Man Hayward.
Fuck, that's gonna bug me. Okay, what were you gonna say?
I don't really like horror movies.
Right.
And I think especially zombie movies get real lazy and aren't good. So there's a very few movies I was looking like, oh, like for ones for me to pick. There's not a lot.
Yeah, so that's a good point. So the serious zombie movie, like the zombie movies that takes itself seriously, those like the actual good ones are really few and far in between. Like I think you're totally right. I think like the most successful ones are comedies, in my opinion. Yeah.
Probably what I'm going to be picking.
There you go. I don't want to talk too much about them before we might actually watch them. So like Shaun of the Dead, like Zombieland, like those are the best zombie movies in my opinion. Other than this one, I chose this one because I like it. Like I think this is one of the few serious zombie movies that actually sort of does it right.
I hadn't seen it, so
Cool. Well, I'm very much am curious to know what you thought about it. So the movie is more or less about a dad who is not a good dad. I think we can say that. He's a fund manager or whatever. And so he, you know, spends his day working. He just got divorced from his ex-wife. And like, I think she like cheated on him or something, I think is what we got. Because remember when like the grandma died and they were talking over the phone and she made some comment about like right before she died or something, she's like, and I hate the bitch, blah, 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 or whatever. I think that was maybe it. But clearly this dude is sort of like a guy who's not focused on family the way he should be. And that's part of his process as the movie goes on. But anyway, so the movie starts with him. His daughter
would not have lasted in the Fast and Furious franchise the way he discards family.
No, absolutely not.
Sorry. Carry on.
No, Dom Toretto would have killed.
No, that was actually a really good addition. So thank you for that.
It was poignant, right?
Family. Family.
That's right, cuh.
Family. poignant. So the dad trying to connect with the daughter isn't very good at it. And then he fucks up so bad. Like his mess up was it was her birthday and he bought her a present that he had already bought her earlier that year. And so she opens it and is like, I already have one of those. And he's like, oh, shit. And so the daughter really wants to go see mom because it's her birthday. She wants to see her mom on her birthday. And the way to get there is via train. And the plan is to either send her on the train by herself or for him to just get on a train for an hour, take her to Busan, and then come back. And so that was the plan.
It's a 2.5 to 3 hour.
So couple hour train ride. Yeah. Fair enough. And so that was the plan. They go to the station, get on the train. As they're getting on the train, we see other people as well. It's a ensemble cast of random people coming together on this train as the zombie apocalypse breaks out around them. And so we see a baseball team. We see, I don't know who the chick was. She's not like a cheerleader or something. Is she? I mean, she had a Letterman jacket on. I don't know what the deal is like with
part of the team somehow.
Yeah. I don't know.
Team manager.
There's like a pair of old sisters, who are like sitting together. There's the homeless guy who sort of sneaks on kind of, there's the rich dude. There's the pregnant woman and her husband. The husband is played by Don Lee. And I'm trying to remember if there's anybody else. I think that was pretty much it, right? Like the conductor.
Is a big
part. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But as they all get on the train, right before it leaves, the dude just sort of looks one way. And as he looks one way, chick who had just been bit runs onto the train, goes into the bathroom, tries to like tie something around her leg to get the infection to stop from spreading, and it's too late. That's like, because in this zombie world, the zombies are very aggressive and they change.
Do not fuck with Korean zombies.
That was honestly,
these zombies are insane. They're so fast jumping. Yeah, these are the most athletic, fast, crazy zombies of all zombies.
And like, I was gonna bring that up too, because some of the shit the zombie actors did was truly insane. Like some of it was a little bit computer generated. Like you could tell, like some of it, like when they were in big groups or whatever. I don't think that. I mean, they might have figured out a way to do that practically. I'm not sure, but like when, like the way they were able to go from prone on the ground to standing up immediately was fucking incredible. Like legitimately some of the most athletic people I've ever seen in a movie were like these zombie actors. So yeah, man, that was rad, because they were over the top aggressive and they changed right away, because you saw it when Don Lee's character, like the husband of the pregnant woman, like when he changes, he he got bit, but like he's fighting them. He's in the middle of fighting them off. All of a sudden, the eyes start to turn the color, and he changes while he's fighting them and then turns around. I guess that's different from any other zombie thing I've seen.
And like they were bapping them in the fucking head with baseball bats. Usually that's enough to take out a zombie, too.
Yeah, usually it's one hit to the brain, right? And that's all it takes. Like that scene where they're trying to hold the door open, and he's just boom, 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 like the dad nonstop with a bat to the brain, and it's not budging, man. Yeah.
I don't even know if does a zombie ever die in this movie?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either. Cause they did, like, because I'm thinking of the scene where they had to go from one side of the bus to the other. It was like they had to go from train nine to train 13, and they had to like figure out a way. And that's when they figure out that they can't see.
Yeah.
And they're like when they can't see and it's dark, it's purely based on sound. But I remember like because they're literally like snapping necks. They were hitting with bats. But then there aren't zombies laying dead on the ground, you know, like in every other zombie thing you see, like a zombie gets hit in the brain dies and they're done.
The streets are strewn with dead zombies.
I think the only way they might have died in this movie is when the train fell on them. Like, remember when the train was like on its side
the end.
And then they all fell out and then it just fell on them.
I will say you did bring up the, they like stop or they can't see or something happens when it's like dark. Yeah. That was the one flaw I had in this movie is why didn't they just wait till darkness to go hop to the new train
to do anything at all?
Yeah. It's you figured out their weakness. Yeah. Didn't utilize it after one train car.
Well, the timing of it though, cause they realized it. And then, like, their whole goal while they were realizing it was to get to train 13. And then they get there, and the rich dude convinced everybody to not let him in. And so they had to, like, fight everybody. And then as soon as they got into the cart, they were exiled to the other, like, the little fill-in area or whatever. So I don't know if they ever actually got a fucking chance to.
Well, no, because when they got into whatever when they couldn't go any farther, and the conductor's like, hey, we're going to go jump to a different train to keep going. That's when I could have been like, hey, let's wait till darkness, then we'll go to this train. That was just the one little plot hole. I was like, you might have thought that through.
All hell was sort of breaking loose at the time, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably a very, like, somebody's probably written an essay about this movie, just about the different classes of people who are on the train. And how they interact with each other. Cause like the rich dude is one of those guys where like you truly root against somebody. Like you really want this dude to die and get eaten by zombies.
Well, he killed the true hero of this movie was the conductor.
No doubt.
That guy did everything possible to have survivors. And then the rich guy fucked him over and killed him. And the old lady's the other hero in my eyes, saying, just fuck these people. My sister died. You guys could die, too. Fuck them.
Truly, like, she wasn't even doing it, like, for any sense of honor or anything like that. She truly had just sort of lost her mind.
It was pure spite is all she did it for.
Yeah, I love
that. And that's what I respect. I respect spite.
I love that scene, too. It just walks up and opens the door. Right after they tied the door shut with ties, too. God, it was perfect.
Only in Korea, right? You get on a train here, everyone's wearing sweatpants and yoga pants, right? No one's dressed to travel anymore. Couldn't have tied anything together in America. Flaw in that American movie they were going to try to make.
God, really glad they're not doing that. It bums me out, man, when you have perfectly good movies and then you try to remake them, like perfectly good foreign movies, and they try to remake them here. It's like, why? It already exists. It didn't even come out 10 years ago. It's right there. Just watch that. Like
I think it works if it's a different genre that's not you, like American audiences don't see often.
Sure. Okay. I guess. Because like they... Like, here's a TV show. Like, they remade that Ghosts TV show where it's like the woman and her husband, they inherit a house and there's ghosts in the house. And the only reason the woman can see them is because she, like, got hit in the head. Like, she fell out of a window, hit her head, and now all of a sudden she can see all the people who died on the property. And it's a comedy. But, like, it's a really popular British
comedy.
Sounds
hilarious.
It's a really popular British comedy that's happening.
British show. So that's how funny. It's a British show. That's
a British comedy.
I'm saying
there's no such thing.
My point is it's on right now. Like, it's on over there right now. It's still airing. Like, they're still making new shows. And then they bring it over here and start doing it here. It's like, why? Like, it's on Hulu.
Because they did it with The Office and made so much money. That's why.
At least they waited until The Office was done before they.
Yeah, because it was like two seasons. Because British people are fucking lazy, can't make more than two fucking seasons, or they make 70 seasons. There's no middle ground.
Here's the take. Here's the takeaway from this podcast. Go
lazy
ahead.
Fucking British people.
Go ahead, Ski.
Here's your forum.
Like, go off on the British. It's cool. Go.
Give us your takes on Bridgerton now.
Didn't watch it.
Give us your opinions on Piers Morgan.
Now, Ski would be a fan of Piers Morgan, for sure. For sure.
Is he the political guy or is he the actor? Try.
What actor?
Think of like Pierce Bronson or something?
What Pierce Brosnan?
No, there's another guy I thought.
007? Thomas Crown Affair? Is that who we're talking about?
Should have Thomas Crown Affair. Good movie. I will disagree with you on the make. So there's a Japanese movie called Battle Royale.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. Then they brought it to America and made The Condemned with Stone Cold, which is fucking fantastic. So it does work.
The Condemned with Stone Cold.
Yeah, same premise.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
I mean.
You know, Ski, some people would say Hunger Games is based on that. You chose to go to the Stone Cold movie. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The Tokyo Rattlesnake.
Yeah. Superior movie is all I'm saying.
Why haven't we watched that movie yet, Ski? If it's so great. I mean,
I bet it's on Netflix. Stone Cold had a lot of Netflix stuff going.
Holy shit, Ski.
Condemned, it's good. It's a good movie.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Stone Cold.
Is he wearing shorts the entire time?
No, he's not wearing shorts.
Oh, wow.
He's wearing like cargo pants.
Oh, of course.
Cargo pants like a t-shirt.
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen cargo pants in the wild lately? Yeah. I think they've kind of phased out like entirely. Yeah. Like everyone's have just kind of gone ratty and
you know what it is?
The like problem is, specific
guys who actually use them as cargo shorts.
I was gonna say they're useful.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy wears car. How many pairs of cargo shorts and pants do you have, Ski?
I currently have zero pairs of cargo pants, which I'm very bummed about. I think I have a pair or two of cargo shorts somewhere.
These have to be from like Old Navy from 2008. Like,
oh,
there's
definitely Old Navy.
And you got the 99-cent flip flops.
Yeah, they
on
were
the 4th of July.
Oh yeah, I think I spent like $12. I got shoes and two short pairs of shorts.
My guy, you don't have to be sad about not owning cargo pants. You could just go to Walmart and buy some for $10 right now. Like, just, I mean, they're there. You can just go do that.
I do remember having a pair of Banana Republic cargo pants that were fleece lined.
Ooh.
And they were so comfortable. I was crestfallen when they finally ripped. I was besides myself. Oh, they were so comfortable. Fleece! I'm talking fleece, baby.
And infinite pocket space. I mean, what more do you need from a pant? What do you need from a pant other than that?
I'm trying to think. This is like 2010. So I had like a can of grizzly green, car keys, a phone that probably wasn't smart at that point. And I don't know what
I had. I mean, you could have been rolling into Oxen Stadium with like 8 beers in your pockets.
They got hip to that game though. Eventually, they started checking. Because you guys remember when Coors Light came out with their little 4-ounce bullets?
Yeah.
That was my go-to. Was to put the Coors Light bullets in my cargo pants, and I got busted once on the concourse by an actual cop. Like I made it through, and I'm walking, and I'm all cocky, and yeah, he made me fucking throw them away. Jerk.
I was gonna say, man, like the. The security at Autzen's not super great. Like,
well, I mean,
it'll just let you in.
I'm guessing, like, you know, when you watch a Mississippi State football game and they're doing the clanga clanga,
it's all blue shirts, man,
with the bells. That's probably what my pants sounded like with all the 4-ounce Coors Light bullets clanging around.
And you know, usually cargo pants a little extra baggy.
Oh, they got
so
a little baggy.
It's swinging in the fucking wind, man.
Yeah.
You know what I did? As I've gotten older, I've realized that if I really like something like that, clothing wise, I'll buy more.
Oh,
so like I got these like really comfortable jogger sweatpant things like for Christmas from my mom, just random shit that she bought. And I was like, I really like these. Like, where did you get them? I want to buy more. And I literally bought two more, like two pair. And I was like, these are fantastic. When this wears out, I got two more backups. Like, I'm going to have these for the next 15 years, man. same sweatpants, jogger shorts, 15 years. Book it. I'm going to be in my 60s.
Better buy some backups just in case they, you know, goes out of style. They're gone.
Oh, we're too old for that. You just talked about cargo pants, my guy. Like, I don't think we're talking about style here.
They'll make a comeback in our lifetime. Cargo pants will make a comeback.
Sure they will. Yeah.
Book it.
Should we talk about the zombie movie?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. What did you think, King?
I mean, I couldn't understand a word.
Let me fucking shut up. what is your history with zombie movies? Like, do you like them in general?
They're fine. Okay. Yeah, they're fine.
What's your history with Korean movies?
I generally don't like watching movies that I have to read. I want to hear them. Just,
you have said as much before.
Yeah. Call it what you will. Well, you know.
Well, I mean, you're both racist. I think we've established that today.
How am I racist?
This week, also, I'm sorry. This week, I mean, on Wednesday, we established it for Ski. I think, was that off air that we were talking about you being racist? It might have been.
What am I racist for now? Is the question.
I think it's your feelings on Mexican people in general. I think is what we were talking about.
That you are the one that didn't even know where fucking Club Leon was from. You're racist.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, okay, so like zombie movies, like are you more of like do you like The Walking Dead?
I've never seen an episode of The Walking Dead.
Okay.
I guess my hang up with zombie movies is I never seek them out because I just picture the entire scene being stinky as hell because zombies have to stink. And B, if there's a zombie apocalypse, I want to be eaten right away because if I win, what do I win? An existence of nothing. So I will watch them and they're fine, but I never seek them out.
You don't want to have like a week or two of looting and just like getting rucksacks of like cigarettes and bullets and.
But like, no, I don't. Because could you ever be truly comfortable in a zombie apocalypse?
Never, ever. Yeah. Especially with these zombies because they're so fast and aggressive. Like, yeah, they just, you're done.
Aren't easy American zombies? You just get a fence up. They ain't getting in there.
Yeah, at the end of this movie. Yeah.
I love zombie movies where they make the zombies extremely stupid, where they're just like, oh, let's put up a no trespassing sign. And they'll all run into it and turn around eventually because they're just big, dumb, mad cow brains.
For this movie, were we led to believe that the main guy was like part of the cause of the zombie outbreak?
Yes. Yeah. So the two people on the train, oddly enough, who were like the cause of this, as I understood it, is like the rich guy like owned the company, I think, that had. So like the first scene of the whole movie is some, which I really liked, by the way. It's some like farmer driving.
You like seeing deers getting drilled.
Well, no, like the farmer's driving across the bridge, hubba, hubba. And he talks to the guy. He's like, "Hey, why are you quarantining? Why are you spraying my truck? Like, what the hell are you doing?" Like, he alludes to. He's like, "Are you guys going to make me kill all my pigs again?" Because he's talking about the swine flu. Because when the swine flu happened, they made them kill all their livestock just to stop the spread of the disease or whatever. And he's like, "Oh, this is bullshit. Blah blah blah. Like, let me through." So he does let him through, but before he does, he mentions like, no, it's just like there's a company near here that had like a leak and we're just making sure everybody gets through and is safe. Like, it's fine. Then the next part, he hits a deer because he's fucking with his cell phone. kids. And he hits the deer. Deer comes back to life like right after he's hit. So the rich guy apparently owned that company, but also the main dude, the dad, was like a fund manager who had this big scheme about like selling funds.
Something like, I don't know, whoever he was on the phone with, whoever he was on the phone with was saying like, did we cause this kind of thing? So that's where I thought like they had to be involved, I guess.
And basically, yes, is the answer, I think. Yeah, so.
And I will say, I am surprised. Do you think zombie movies, who do you least suspect to be like the last survivors? Pregnant lady, little useless kid.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive. And I mean, I love movies where like all, like almost everyone dies, especially main characters.
Totally.
So I did like that, but I, yeah. Little kid, pregnant lady are the final survivors. I really dug that.
Okay, so you see all the characters who are in this movie. Who do you think is going to survive at the end?
I would have put my money on the homeless guy.
A homeless guy? Totally.
Like, he'll find a way to survive. He's a
But a homeless guy sacrifices himself the pregnant lady and the girl could get away. So they don't make it if he doesn't. By the way, his death is fucking great. Because he's guarding them, keeping them away. And then the windows from the train that's like leaning over sideways, they all just like spill out all over him. So it's literally like hundreds of zombies just fall on him. And then the train splats everybody. Good shit.
No, I'd say a little dumb, useless kid surviving doesn't surprise me as much because that's the hook. It's a dumb, dumb kid. Pregnant woman, totally surprising. They're worthless.
Yeah, and that seems like a thing that they would do in a zombie movie too, is like make the pregnant lady be a zombie, and like have the like a different zombie movie would have like the zombie baby pop.
Absolutely,
out.
That's the payoff yeah. there.
Can you imagine super aggressive, athletic zombie infant?
still attached from the umbilical cord, just swinging it around.
The umbilical cord holds it back from getting at people. So it reaches like the end of the umbilical cord right in front of somebody's face.
I mean, see why we're not making a zombie movie with just that right there.
Seriously, we just came up with an entire plot for a zombie movie. Yeah, so probably like Don Lee, like the dad or the husband of the pregnant woman, like he probably should survive.
They always sacrifice themselves, so that's the problem.
Yeah, yeah. So we got a couple minutes. We got to grade this thing. I'll just say a lot of wood bats in this movie. That's it. A lot
metal
of wood bats.
Metal bat. If they were metal bats, they might actually kill the zombie in this movie. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Could you actually kill a zombie by hitting it in the head with a metal bat? As opposed
could have got
to
some
zombie.
Exit velo well over 100 with those metal bats.
With a zombie head.
Yeah.
All right, let's grade this. First movie of Zombie Month is mine. I will grade it. I'm going to give this movie so here's a question real quick. Are we grading this in terms of zombie movies or just our normal grading system movies in general? Just movies in general?
Just normal. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay, cool. I'm going to give this a 4.25. Like, I really like this movie. It's not a perfect movie, but I really like it.
High praise.
I guess I'll give it a 3.75 just because I like everyone dying.
I feel like that's the best end to these types of movies too. Is everybody dying?
Yeah. I'll give it a 3.5 because I watch movies to watch movies, not read movies.
Dude, that's a really high score from you. I'm going to be completely honest. And for a subtitle Korean movie,
cannot stand them.
3.5 is great.
Get out of fucking America with that.
They're taking our zombies.
Give us some good old American zombies.
We want our slow, fat, useless zombies, goddammit.
Trick by sign. It says no trespassing. That's a zombie I like. I relate to.